People who talk the loudest have the least to say. Welcome to Lightweights Podcast, the number one motivational podcast here on Spotify and Apple Podcasts.
You are pretty loud. You are definitely the loud. Like, in a room full of 10 people, if I were to go, who's the loudest? Joe, I point at you right away, 100%.
If I'm comfortable. Like, if I know the squad. But otherwise, I'll be quiet.
Well, that's why I actually... David never understands this. I always bring up Dave because him and I are... He introduces me to a lot of people.
David's your boyfriend?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I'm very, 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 very quiet around people that I don't know because I'm trying to understand them before I act the way I need to act. You know, like, I want to understand what their intentions are, what their vibe is, etc. I'm trying to, like, get a feel for them first.
Yeah, you can't just put yourself out there.
Yeah, but a lot of people do, and it makes me really uncomfortable.
Can you tell normally by people's first impressions if you're going to get along with them?
Like my first impression or their first impression of me?
Their first impression. Like, when you get that read on somebody, are you generally correct on how you feel about them?
Yeah. I am, typically. You know what I don't like is when you shake someone's hand and they're sitting down.
And you want them to sit down or you want them to get up?
No, I want them to get up. Like, I would never shake someone's hand sitting down. Unless something's blocking my way. That's one. And then two, when people don't look you in the eye, when they shake your hand, I think that's the strangest thing.
I'm going to throw you a curveball here because this is what I do.
Yeah.
Okay, you walk into the room. I'm sitting down. I'm going to give you a handshake. Ready?
Okay. Yeah.
I lifted up a little, but I didn't get up.
Acceptable.
Okay.
Acceptable.
You want the effort.
Yeah, absolutely. I just want the effort to be shown, you know, even if you're just in a chair and you halfway get up. Yeah. Effort's fine. But no effort is what really bugs me. It's like, yeah, what?
Right, yeah, that's childish.
Very strange.
Yeah.
Very strange.
Fuck that guy. who was that?
Call him out.
I'll tell you later.
Happened recently.
Yo, did you ever hear that 50 Cent bought out the first four rows to a Ja Rule concert?
To a what?
A Ja Rule concert.
No, why?
50 and Ja were beefing. So 50 saw his tickets online and he bought out those first four rows. So when Ja performs, nobody's in the front.
Wow.
It's pretty funny.
That's really funny.
That's a good way to get somebody.
Yeah, but is it though? Because how many rows are there? Like 1,000?
Yeah, but if think about it. If you see the first four rows are empty.
Yeah, but in the grand scheme of things, like, you know, I don't think he actually got them. Unless he put something in those rows.
A bomb. You know, there was a bomb.
He blew up the stadium?
Yeah.
Okay, it's worth it.
Okay. fuck me. I want to do a YouTube automation channel, which is basically something where I don't have to show my face, but I can still use my skills to create content.
It finally got to you, huh?
Do you say it got to me or they got to me?
Everybody, everything.
Yeah, they got to me for sure. So, I don't know how. I got suckered into like what felt like a timeshare, but for YouTube channels. And I took this meeting on Zoom and it's like 40 minutes and I'm trying to get out of it. And he's like, okay, so what do I got to do? It's a small payment of $7,000. And I'm like, okay, this wasn't in the original brief that I saw. So this guy was trying to get me to sign up for the course, and I couldn't figure out how to get out of it. And he was very strong, but this was on Zoom.
Dude, you just gotta be cutthroat in those moments. I can't handle that shit.
Like what?
Like, hey, dude, listen.
Like freeze and pretend to disconnect.
No, like I get what you're trying to do. You're trying to make a sale. I understand that. I'm very uninterested, and no matter what you say, is gonna get me interested. Therefore, I appreciate your time. I don't want to waste any more of it. Have a good day. I'll talk to you soon. And then you wait for him to say his thing, and he'll probably rebuttal with, but wait, hold on a second. Like,
yeah.
And then you go, no, hold on. This is exactly what I'm talking about. I'm not going to listen to you, and therefore I'm going to hang up now. But thank you. And you're very upfront with it. And I've dealt with those situations time and time again, and people actually respect and appreciate you being so blunt that they're like thrown off by it. They're like, whoa, what the fuck? Yeah.
I'm going to start doing that more.
You should. You should try it. And I'm telling you, people respect that because they it's worse when they go through the full thing
and they don't get their results.
Yeah, that's what's worse because when you know you can't, you really don't want it, like not even 1%. Then you're just actually wasting their time.
Right. I wanted to think about it, but then after all the sales pitchy stuff, I realized what I was in. So I had to back out. It was a pyramid scheme.
It's all good. It happens. Well, not really, but. Yo, isn't it crazy the fucking, the TikTok verification thing? Or the, isn't it crazy the Instagram verification thing?
Yeah.
Who in their right fucking mind at Instagram or Facebook or whatever, at Meta, went, let's pay for verification now. The only thing that fucking matters, let's pay for it.
What made it cool? What made it hype?
Yeah. Yeah. Like, what? What? Like, that's some shit that you would never think would happen.
What kind of money are they really making to make the app not as cool?
I don't think it's worth it, any of the money. Like,
they're not
matter,
making that much.
But even if they're making a lot, like, everyone's talking shit about it. It's like
it waters it down so much.
It actually makes the app not cool. Right. That's what's crazy. It's not that it's not like they added a feature that they can remove later on that like was kind of weird that people didn't vibe with and engage. This is just straight up like this changes the structure of what the app is meant to be, which is hype, right? Like if you have blue checkmark, you're hype. Like you're in.
And you passed the threshold.
Right, but now, like, my postman can get one. Not saying my postman's not famous.
He delivers mail on time every day. Yeah. He deserves it.
No, but actually, like, anybody can do it now.
Yeah, know? it fucked it up a lot, especially when you get messages now. Do you know how many people message me asking if I want to work together now? Like, let's do this.
Yeah,
come on.
That are verified?
Yeah, let's link up.
Like, every 20th person is now fucking verified, and I'm like, what?
Do you think they'll go back on it and take it away? Or you think this is a decision they're like, we have to stick forward
with
this?
I could see them going back and taking it away.
Yeah?
Yeah. I could totally see. I mean, any backlash that a company is going to get, they're going to think about.
Twitter's did it, and they're still sticking to it.
How long ago did they do that?
Maybe 2 months ago.
But there's also different color check marks.
Yeah, that threw me for a loop the other day. There was a gold one.
Yeah, I think the gold one is the one that is paid, or the blue one is paid, or vice
gold
versa.
Is a business, but the blue one you can pay for. But when you click the blue one, that's when it says, this account is subscribed to Twitter Blue or is a legacy verified account.
Right, so you don't know if it's actually verified or subscribed.
Right.
That is so goddamn dumb.
It's so confusing. Like, I don't want to pick on this person, but Chicken Salad is verified on Twitter. Because they're the first one.
Hey man, I know Chicken Salad.
Okay, okay, yeah. I mean.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, this guy, yeah.
He's got a chicken emoji and a salad emoji. And Grant, he could be massive. He could be like the marshmallow of streaming. I don't know.
Right.
But when you get Chicken Salad verified, it's just it loses its cool quality and it doesn't bring people to the platform. And Twitter's valuation went from $40 billion when Elon bought it down to $20 billion. And obviously, you could turn that around. But he didn't take the steps in the right direction to make it go higher.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know, man. On the bright side, I looked at Zila's Instagram following the other day just out of curiosity to see how many people that were following Zila were following me. And to my surprise, a good amount of people, a good handful of people are not following me. They're only following Zila. In addition to that, a good handful of people are not only not following me, but not following anyone in the friend group.
Oh, wow.
Which I was like, whoa. That's when you know like your brand is actually a brand, you know? And
right.
People fuck with your brand because of your brand, not because of you, which is the goal, right? Like that's what sells companies is when an investment firm goes, well, why would we buy Zila? Because Ilya's attached to it? What if Ilya's not attached to it anymore, right? Then what? Like, people want to buy brands that are self-sufficient. And, like, we're slowly creeping up to that, which is very cool.
What's your main goal? You want Zila to be – you want to be known for Zila? You want Zila to be this massive thing?
Yeah, this – like a fitness empire. Yeah.
Clothing.
Mm-hmm. Eventually, gyms,
documentaries.
Yeah. I'm having a really, really, really tough battle with myself with the documentaries.
Why?
Because I want to put more of them out. Like, I want to put out one a month.
Which is possible.
I don't think it is.
It is.
No. I'll explain why. So Susie, for example, she's about to lose 50 pounds, right? It's going to take her 7-8 months to do that. How can I let something like that out in 1 month turnaround time?
You have to keep training multiple people.
And stack up on content?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have a full-time video guy. You could have him work on multiple projects at once.
Right, but that means, well, we are. We are doing that. But that means that we would have like 6-7 months worth of
content.
Just dead silence. And then after that, no, but not even that, because I'd have to, for me to put out a documentary every month, we'd have to be doing 6 people at a time in order to have 6 months worth of content, right?
Right.
That means that if all those 6 people were to transform their bodies in half a year, that then I would have all the content, but it would take half a year to do so. Therefore, I'd have a dead zone for like half a year.
No, because you do that and then you bring in new people as you go.
But what am I posting within those 6 months while everyone's training?
It's going to have that ramp up period. So let's say 6 months of silence, and right. Then Susie finishes, and then person B finishes, and then person C finishes, right, and then right. You bring in a new person on that way, and maybe they don't need 6 months. Maybe they only need a 3-month transformation.
Right. Well, anyways, that's the battle that I'm having right now, because I want to put out more. You know, I feel like we're not doing that enough.
Would you ever do Jonah?
Who's Jonah?
Your friend Jonah, Susie's brother.
Oh. Yeah, I would, but he doesn't want to do it.
No?
No.
Would you ever do me? Update the people!
I would do you.
Well, we're already doing it, so
it's too late.
Yeah, you missed it.
Yeah.
So, update the people on my status.
Joe is down. How many percent is now?
Almost 2%.
Almost 2% body fat in 3 weeks with his new meal tracking, calorie tracking, and exercise routine. Pretty sick. Pretty sick.
I'm almost in Europe.
Yeah. Should I buy the tickets now?
Yeah. Make sure they're non-refundable, too. And non-transferable. Fuck, I'm so excited. Yeah, you have no idea.
Yeah, it's going to be cool when you're ripped.
Are you going to go, too?
Yeah, of course. I would definitely go. If you want, I would definitely go.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm going to gain it all back.
That's fucked up. I was looking at how many employees I had the other day. I was just curious. Between Dobrik's Fly... and Zila.
Hang on, I just got a picture of you controlling all these people. Okay.
Okay. 67.
What about this one? Am I an employee?
No, you're just a partner, unfortunately.
That's a lot of people.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it's a lot. It's a lot.
That's fucking crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sitting here, you know, shooting shit with you. I have 67 people relying on me. Like, but just think about how much responsibility that is. You know what I mean? And it all of it falls on my shoulders.
Yeah,
all
it's crazy.
It. Like, I am responsible for the livelihood of 67 breathing human beings.
You got to stop thinking about it, though.
I don't think about it. But when I did, I was like, oh, fuck.
Yeah, I wouldn't be able to go to sleep.
Isn't it insane, though?
Yeah, it's terrifying.
Like, that's 67 souls that all have different personalities, all get paid by me. Like, that's fucking insane.
Rely on you paying the taxes.
Right. Like, doing everything right. Joe, it's a lot of people, my man. You know what's really crazy that I sometimes think about?
What?
When I was 18, I would be interviewing, like, 45, 50-year-old men. That was weird.
Fly plumbing?
Yeah. Yeah.
What makes you a good fit for the company?
No, I mean, like, I didn't look 18. I looked, like, probably 22. But yeah, shout out. Super fucking young. And, yeah, that was crazy. What a time. What are we at?
15 minutes. Sometimes it could be hard eating healthy when you're feeling like you're giving up flavor or fun. That's where I have a food hack for you. Washington Red Raspberries are a clean, simple, and seriously delicious way to add more nutrition to your day. They're American grown, picked at peak ripeness, and frozen within hours to lock in nutrients like fiber, antioxidants, and vitamin C. And they have no added sugar, just fruit, as nature intended. I try to get my fruit in all fun ways, whether it's a smoothie, a salad, it's really just a treat. Frozen Washington Red Raspberries are one of the best kept secrets in the freezer aisle. They're naturally low in sugar, high in fiber, and support gut health,
blood sugar balance, and overall wellness. And because they're frozen at the peak of ripeness, they deliver big-time nutrition and flavor year-round. So whether you're trying to clean up your snacks or build better meals, these berries are a total win. You can find frozen Washington red raspberries in the frozen fruit section of most major grocery retailers.
And Costco.
If you want to discover new ways to use American frozen red raspberries, get more details on where you can grab them simply by going to redraz.org. That's redraz.org. You'll find recipes, health tips, retail locations, and everything you need to make Washington red raspberries a regular part of your routine.
Look for product of the U.S.
We all want to feel our best, but let's be real. Some wellness trends are hard to stick with. Taking shots of apple cider vinegar? No thanks. Swallowing giant vitamins? Not for me. Goalie Nutrition is wellness made easy and delicious with their chewable gummies. From apple cider vinegar for digestion support to ashwagandha for stress relief, Goalie's gummies fit effortlessly into your routine. They're made with high quality ingredients, taste amazing, and are packed with essential B vitamins to help you feel your best every day. Apple cider vinegar has been used for centuries as a traditional remedy for digestion and gut health, now in a convenient gummy form. More than just ACV, from ashwagandha for stress relief, plus they're packed with essential vitamins, organic ingredients, and no artificial nonsense. No mixing, measuring, or mess. Just grab, chew, and conquer your day. Made for every lifestyle with a formula that works for you. Plus, they're made in the USA. Loved worldwide. So head to goalie.com now and get America's number one ashwagandha and apple cider vinegar gummies at an exclusive 42% off. Give them a try, risk-free. Backed by their money-back guarantee. Because wellness should be simple, effective, and delicious. Don't wait. Visit goalie.com today. Are you ready to lose weight? With Effecty, getting access to powerful GLP-1 weight loss medications has never been easier or more affordable. Effecty offers compounded semaglutide, the same active ingredients as the popular name brands, but for up to 80% less. These medications work by regulating appetite and blood sugar, helping you lose weight in a sustainable, science-backed way. Getting started is simple. Fill out a short medical questionnaire, then connect with a licensed provider through a chat-based telehealth consultation. If you're eligible, your prescription gets shipped straight to your door. No hassle, no waiting rooms. With transparent pricing, no hidden fees, and no membership required, Effecty is committed to making proven weight loss treatments accessible to everyone. I do have a few friends who have used GLP-1, and it helps get them on the right path to sustain a healthier lifestyle. It's helped with weight loss and confidence. So if you're ready to level up your weight loss game right now, my listeners can get $50 off of GLP-1 weight loss treatments at Effecty.com with my code LIGHTWEIGHT at checkout. That's Effecty.com, EFFECTY.com, and use code LIGHTWEIGHT to get $50 off your first month of GLP weight loss treatment. No hassles, no memberships, and no hidden fees. Get started today.
Speaking about all those employee stuff, is farting in a sauna morally acceptable?
Fuck no. Why would you fart in a sauna?
It's like a cardinal sin.
Yeah, why would you even ask that question? Obviously not.
I accidentally farted in a sauna the other day.
With people in it?
Caitlin.
Oh, that's fine.
She's okay.
Yeah, she'll live.
She almost didn't.
Really?
It was really bad.
Oh, at your house?
Yeah, in the two-person sauna upstairs.
Oh, yeah, well, that's fucking...
tight quarters.
That's a death sentence.
Yeah, that was my bad. I apologize. I heard this really unique love story the other day. I found it on a YouTube channel.
Uh-huh.
I'd love to get your insight.
Please. I'm amazing at love stories.
I mean, you are the love guy.
That is so true.
Anytime I have relationship advice, I go to you.
Go to me straight away. Yeah, anybody that's listening, relationship advice, just DM me.
Okay, so when this woman caught her husband cheating on her, she decided to take drastic measures by introducing another woman into the relationship who looks exactly like her. Said photo.
This is real.
100% real.
Oh, my God.
Tahima and her husband, Brian, have been together for over 5 years, but started having problems when she realized he wasn't being faithful to her. So he was cheating.
Yeah.
So in an effort to bring their relationship back to life and keep her husband on the straight and narrow, Tahima decided they should try polyamory. Multiple lovers.
Yeah.
After some scouring online, the married couple found 29-year-old Kyra from Australia.
Found.
So... one of the reasons that they wanted to be in the polyamorous relationship, they knew that it would also keep the attention of Brian here. In the past, Brian wasn't being faithful, and they feel like if you're with the man, you should do whatever is required to make that work. I want him for the rest of my life. Whatever he wants, whatever makes him happy, I will give it to him. Kyra is just as happy with their new arrangement, even though she's hoping the thruple can move into a bigger house soon.
And you're asking me for my opinion on this.
Sure!
I don't know anything about relationships. I don't really know.
You don't? Do you think a throuple would work? In the long term?
I don't even know how couples work. I can't imagine a throuple. I can't imagine just, I can't even handle myself.
But you wouldn't be able to handle two people?
Two girls?
Yeah.
No, no fucking way. No. Dude, imagine the fights that go down and they look like each other and you don't even know who you're fighting. You don't even know, like, who's actually mad because they look exactly the same.
And then they're going to team up on you.
Yeah, and then they team up on you and you're like confused because you think you're high as shit. And then do it the same.
And then they're like, hey, we're going to add a third person into this who also looks like us. And then it's a 3-on-1.
No. I definitely would never do it.
No.
No. Not me.
I'm trying to think if Caitlin wants to bring in a girl.
Hey, Kate. So I found this girl.
She kind of looks like you. What happened when you went to Vegas this weekend?
Oh, my. I can't even explain. Did you see the snaps?
Yeah, most of them.
Unreal.
Looked like a circus.
It was a circus. It was literally a circus. Our buddy had a fake wedding at Resort World. He rented a ballroom, and they decked out the ballroom in like a cathedral theme and had a full-blown like fake wedding. David and I got married. Like everybody got married to each other.
Oh, you guys got married?
Not like legally, but yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And then the after party was fucking insane. People balancing shit on their head. It was fucking wild.
Wow. It was wild.
I texted you. Dude, I was texting Jonah.
Uh-huh.
And I thought it was you. Dead ass. And I was like, oh my God, this is not Joe.
Oh.
So funny.
Can you talk about the wedding?
Yeah.
Did he marry two girls?
No. They broke up 3 weeks before that.
But so he only married one girl?
No, he married himself.
Wait, what?
Yeah, he married himself, like, legally.
He could do that?
Actually, I don't know about legally. But yeah, he did marry himself.
So he had no girls there?
No. I mean, there were girls.
I thought he was just marrying himself.
There was definitely girls, but not with him. Not like marrying him.
Oh.
Yeah.
Did Natalie marry her sister?
No. Natalie watched David and I get married.
That's cute.
Yeah. Someone had to be in the audience.
Right. Witness. Yeah.
No fucking way. No fucking way.
What is it?
This man was famously known for having the world's longest nose, measuring 7.5 inches. What the fuck?
It's like half the size of my...
That's literally a dick. Like, a girl can ride this guy's nose.
That's got to be a disease, right? It can't be that big. How do you breathe?
I think his nostrils were normal. I just think his tip was very big.
Dude, the amount of coke that he could snort?
Dude, that's like Squidward. That's wild. 7.5 inches. What the fuck? And I'm like this. 7.5 inches. What the fuck?
What's 4 inches to you?
I'm like, this is about 4, right?
How big are you? Me? Oh, I'm 8. Did you see that WWE might sell their company?
No, to who?
They are trying to sell it to Endeavor for $9.3 billion, and Endeavor also owns UFC.
Yeah, so yeah.
They want to combine the companies.
Oh, wow.
Not combine them, but it'll be under the
same. That'd be a fucking Goliath of a brand.
Dude, nothing can take them down.
Yeah.
That'd be insane. Did you ever get into wrestling, even as a kid?
No, but I feel like it's talked more and more about... I feel like it's talked about more and more now because of Logan.
Yeah, I really do think that he brought it into, like, at least the social media world for sure.
The light.
Yeah.
He brought it into the light. Yeah.
It made it, and he's such a good villain. He's such a good villain.
Is he a villain?
I think he...
He's called the heel, right? That's called the heel?
Yeah, in wrestling, he's the heel.
Yeah.
Because he gets booed by the crowd, because, like, why is this guy in here?
Right.
It's such a good gimmick.
You know The Rock was the heel?
The Rock flipped a bunch of times, yeah.
Yeah. It's crazy.
Did you watch, like, one episode?
Of what?
Wrestling?
No, I've actually never watched wrestling at all, ever, any type.
I used to be obsessed with it.
Really?
Yeah, I used to be obsessed with this girl, Trish Stratus.
Dude, you would be obsessed with wrestling.
Ah, oh, it's the best.
So funny.
And I showed Caitlin what she looked like. She's like, oh my God. You want to see?
Yeah.
That's funny. She was so hot. That was my celeb crush when I was a little kid.
Of course. Yeah, she's very pretty.
Thanks, man. Yeah, we never were anything, but.
Yeah, we never worked out, but.
But I watched her every week.
Yeah, she's hot.
Yeah. Who was your celeb crush as a kid?
Kate Upton.
What a weird celeb crush. Why?
What do you mean, why? Have you seen Kate Upton?
I don't think so. Isn't she like the princess?
Bro, look it up.
Kate Upton.
Kate Upton, Sports Illustrated. Dude, dudes are such dudes. It's so funny.
Oh, yeah.
Don't ever talk shit about my girl.
My bad. I didn't realize.
Did you see Red Bull landed a fucking plane on a helicopter pad?
Yeah. That was fucking insane.
They're crazy. Dude, that dude would have died if it didn't, right?
I don't know.
He would have just flew off. I don't know, but it's crazy that they allow them to try. You know, because there's no way to test that.
No.
Other than just, I mean, I guess you can test it on the ground, but that's so
different
than fucking actually in the air. And it's not only a helicopter pad, but it was a helicopter pad on one of the most expensive buildings in the world.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was like that hotel that looks like a sail.
How did Red Bull just become simultaneous with doing crazy cool shit?
Well, so I actually looked it up. I think they were founded in 1987, and the founder's marketing strategy was to just do crazy cool stunts.
That was
like his strategy. He's like, let's just do cool shit and get attention, and people will drink Red Bull. It's pretty cool.
It's really funny.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was listening to the history of Coca-Cola.
Yeah.
Factually, it actually was started with cocaine.
Yeah, I didn't know that, yeah.
And then when World War One broke out, there was a sugar rationing, mm-hmm. and companies weren't allowed to have sugar, but they had so much money that they were lobbying the government. So they would fund with the government so that they were the only company that didn't have to ration sugar. And to get the hearts over of the people, they said they'd sell a Coke bottle to any person in the military for 5 cents. They got all this marketing for the war times where every soldier had a Coke in their hand. Yeah. And everybody wanted to be like them. It was crazy the things that they were doing that's not like accepted now.
It's wild how far back those companies go.
Yeah.
You know, like they were there for the war.
They're
like, that's crazy.
You're here for the recession.
I hope Zila. Well, Zila was there for the pandemic, I guess.
Yeah. You started in a pandemic.
Yeah, I did. Well, we were just a seed.
Guys, thanks so much. You want to edit?
Yeah. Guys, thank you very much for listening to the one and only Lightweights podcast. We love you very much. Go buy our hats or don't. I don't think we have any left, actually, do we?
There's a couple.
How many?
Rhymes with 40.
40?
No, I think there's like 30 upstairs.
Oh, nice. Okay. Well, they're pretty cool if you want to. Otherwise, we'll keep them. Great salesman. All right, guys. Lightweights.
Out. Full jacket.